Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Emily Scarlett. A drug used for the treatment of type 2 diabetes may reduce the risk of some cancers. It's something that researchers at Michigan State University are now studying, as it's currently not clear exactly how the drug works. James Trusco, a professor of pediatrics and human development at the College of Human Medicine at MSU, leading the research, and he joins me now. James, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
Now, the drug is called, I think it's, metformin?
Metformin.
Metformin. Now, how exactly is it applied for the treatment of diabetes?
Well, it's like any other drug for some disease. It's been shown for years that it helps resolve the side effects of having too much glucose in the blood system of these diabetics.
And is it commonly used? I mean, is it something that...
Yes, it's commonly used all over the world. And it was that reason that epidemiologists, in other words, scientists who study populations of people, they had plenty of people in which or on whom they could see what the drug had done. Not for diabetics, because that was known, but for cancers that are usually at high risk in type 2 diabetics. And those cancers include breast, liver, and pancreatic cancers. And when they looked at these type 2 diabetics who had been taking metformin for 10 years or more, they noted that these three types of cancers were lower than those patients who didn't take metformin.
Is there any general understanding of why metformin appears to... Now, does it block cancers from developing, or does it slow them down dramatically, or what's the effect that it seems to have?
Well, the epidemiologists could only study the frequency of these cancers in people who had been taking it for 10 years or more, okay? And they found that... In all of these people who were taking metformin, the frequency of these three types of cancers were less than those people who had type 2 diabetes but didn't take the drug. Now, they didn't know anything about what the drug was doing to lower the risk. That's why I got interested in the problem as a cancer researcher.
So is metformin at this point not used for cancer treatment at all?
No. It was designed for type 2 diabetics to lower their risk to the high amounts of glucose that are in the blood because of not producing insulin. So in any case, it's now being used in clinical trials because of the epidemiologic findings. So they're trying to see if people who already have cancer or who are at high risk of cancer, by taking metformin, even if they're not diabetics, to see if it will reduce the risk of cancer, not only these three types I mentioned, but other types of cancer.
I'm talking to James Trusco, a professor of pediatrics and human development at the College of Human Medicine at MSU. I wonder now, is there any potential correlation then between the reduction in blood sugar and the reduction of the risk of getting cancer then? I mean, could it be that actually reducing your blood sugar makes cancer less likely to develop, perhaps?
Well, that was and still is one of the theories as to how metformin works. And let me just briefly describe what we did. Up until now, many anti-cancer drugs are studied either in rats or mice or in cells, cancer cells grown in tissue culture. But it turns out, even though many drugs seem to be effective in rats or mice or even in cancer cells in culture, when these drugs are given to human beings, more likely than not, they don't work. So what we tried to do was to make our laboratory experiments more like a tumor in the human body. So we grew human breast cancer cells. Well, it turns out when you added these three chemicals, estrogen, PCDD, and bisphenol A to these mammospheres, boy, did these mammospheres start to grow. In other words, they acted like tumor promoters. But when we added these chemicals in the presence of metformin, not only did the tumors not grow, but they actually shrank. And that was dramatic. And we did this with concentrations of this metformin drug that's relatively non-toxic to humans. It's relatively inexpensive. And therefore, these results are consistent with what the epidemiologists have shown, that people who take metformin for years seem to have lower risk for breast cancer.
I mean, that's stunning. I mean, could this be some kind of a major breakthrough, potentially, when it comes to the treatment of cancer?
Well, we happen to believe that, number one, it at least provides the scientific underpinning of the epidemiologic results. That's number one. In other words, sometimes epidemiologists studying populations of humans will find something either causes or prevents a disease. But when other groups try to repeat the results, they either get conflicting results or they don't repeat it. And so it's important that basic mechanistic science can support or reject an epidemiologic finding, all right? But in this case, our results support the epidemiology. So that leaves us now with a very interesting, if not practical implication, if not an ethical implication. If, in fact, our results now can be applied to human beings, then ought we consider anybody taking metformin as a prophylactic or a chemopreventive agent? And since we don't have evidence yet to suggest that taking metformin may or may not affect normal cells of the body in a negative way, we don't know that yet. So we have the same question now with aspirin. As you know, aspirin is cheap. It's relatively non-toxic, although it can be toxic. And I've taken it for 25 years to reduce, strokes, all right? And many people around the world now are taking it to reduce colon cancer. So the question now, should metformin, a relatively inexpensive and a relatively non-toxic drug, be used to reduce at least these three types of cancer, breast, pancreas, and liver? And the answer is we don't know, but at least now there's some evidence to indicate that we have a lead.
Considering, though, the fact that it has been used for well over a decade and used safely by human beings, I mean, could this not be fast-tracked once there's some confirmation that it's likely to help, knowing that it's a safe substance at least?
Good question. And my quick answer to it is probably yes. I know that in several countries, including the United States, clinical trials are already underway to test this as a not only a means to prevent cancers, but those people who have cancers, can it be used as a chemotherapeutic agent? See, there's a difference between a drug being used to prevent cancer that's called chemo prevention from chemicals that are used on already known cancers. That's called chemotherapy. And it looks like this chemical might have both potentials.
And I guess the other aspect of it is there could be kind of an understanding, perhaps, that keeping blood sugars relatively low could, in fact, potentially deter cancers from forming and growing.
In fact, metformin is now used for trying to reduce obesity in people who are already obese. In other words, they're trying to use metformin simply to reduce weight.
Well,
and because it's so inexpensive, and I say relatively non-toxic, there's no such thing as a non-toxic chemical, all right? But some are less toxic than others. And metformin seems to be one of those less toxic drugs.
Well, it's a very interesting stuff. It's called metformin, and something tells me we'll be hearing a lot more about it in the future. James Trusco, a professor of pediatrics and human development in the College of Human Medicine at MSU, thank you very much for joining me.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.